Vibe check. Check the vibe.
What's the vibe like?
Corona vibes.
Corona vibrous?
Still in the mix. Still alive. Have you been coughing at all?
No, not really. Nothing concerning. Very wet coughs. No dry coughs.
Good.
Packing things up. Yeah.
Moisturized coughs are important. I've been. We're back at it. It's been a little bit. We're different men than the last time we talked.
Moment to moment, it's all changing, right?
I'm wondering who has better flow. You haven't gotten a haircut since February, I'm assuming, right?
I think even like before that, because I remember I was thinking about getting a haircut when all that when it went down. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
So yeah, whatever. It's been probably 3 months, 3.5 months. This is the longest it's been.
So I've been no haircut since. Because I had one, it was probably a month before this shit shut down. And it was a sketchy dude, and I'm in a new city.
Tough to find
and,
a good guy.
I went to a, it's funny, where I live in L.A., if you go north, it's like super nice. If you go south, less nice.
Yeah.
And so it was definitely a.
How did that come about? Did somebody recommend this for you?
I was lost in the area. I didn't know. Nobody, no recos.
You just drove past a barbershop?
Some Googling. And I went to my one spot that I had done some research and figured this would be a good spot. And he was like, yeah, I'm all booked up. Can't do it. And so then I'm like, all right, I'm going anywhere. Which is tough. I should have just waited the extra day for the choice one. And I went to it was like the film Barbershop is about a black barbershop. This was in L.A. and sometimes on the west side of Phoenix. It was an all Mexican barbershop.
Oh, nice. So you were Miguel.
Yeah.
Miguelito
Sanchez. Un Caballero de la Noche.
Right.
And
one on the sides and two on the top. How do you say that in Spanish?
Dos.
Uno on sides.
I do. I actually do like three on the sides, and I'll do scissors up top. Either way, I just walked out of there. You're disappointed. You don't want to get into a tiff with the guy.
Well, it's uncomfortable as it's going on. That you're. It's one thing like at the end, and you're like, oh, but like when you're seeing some of his moves, and you're like, what is going on here? What are you thinking?
I didn't trust it out the gate. I had five. There was five. Young Hispanic men that had clearly been skipping school.
My advice would be, next time you don't trust it out the gate, just don't go.
I said
walk out the door.
100%. So I that was my last haircut, and then now I'm just flowing.
I got a guy, Arson, that just does it.
He'll put some flames on it.
I think I can answer your question earlier. I think it's my flow that's better than your flow.
But you have more
believe
curls.
In yourself, yes.
I got a lot more curls. The back gets a little.
It gets out of hand. There's that the right up top in the back. Yeah,
it is uncontrollable, and you know. But I'm getting. I don't think I'm getting more compliments because of their actual genuine compliments. I think it's people saying, "Hair looks different."
Just different, not better.
Different
did,
hair.
Did you? Do something different? Are you doing something different?
You know what I get a lot is people say, I think we both get this. People ask if I dyed my hair.
Really?
When my hair is longer.
Yeah, I've had it.
Because people
before.
Are shocked how dark it is.
I think my hair's gotten darker over time. I don't even know. It's like black now.
I used to say.
I got some grays in there, though.
I used to think it was just brown, a brown head of hair. People have told me it's black.
Yeah. It's dark. We get
and I don't
hair,
know
man.
If that's good or bad. I don't know. I just you know, I'm coming off, obviously, having watched Mad Men, I'm always going for Draper vibes. And
yeah.
So I'm not ashamed of it, but.
John Draper over here. That's what I'm going for.
There you go.
Yeah.
But so one thing, we're actually recording this on Zoom, though.
Yeah, we're face to face. We're in my backyard.
We're in Arizona.
Little hot.
North Tempe.
Yes. South Scottsdale.
You got a thermometer out here on the back patio that is only red at a crazy angle, and yeah. I think it says 94.
Feels like I think we're close to 100 right now.
You can feel every every degree.
It's hot.
We are in the shade, but as if anybody's ever visited Phoenix in the summertime, shade is prime real estate, but it's you can still feel it.
Yeah, it's not to the point where even in the shade it's uncomfortable, but it's not cold, not cool. But yeah, that's summertime in AZ, man. We're getting into it.
It's been crazy. We haven't recorded in a little bit though, and I almost want to blame myself more than anything. I feel like I've been just in a funk of not. I don't know if have you felt just like. I guess I'm obviously somebody that is in a workspace where I'm like in a creative workspace. I have just not felt motivated to do much this last month is like, are we getting out of this fucking thing or what?
I don't have an answer for you on that, but no, I definitely feel you on the
funk fest.
Yeah, it's like just like some days are, and I'm a very positive person for the most part. Still am. I'm unable to get myself out of it or like, you know, try and look towards the positive, but. It's been hard. Yeah, it's been like been a very strange feeling, just like the unknown, not knowing what's going to happen, and then the same shit every day, and then all of a sudden it starts getting into the hundreds where
oh, the news cycle's the same, and then yes. Yeah, and then you're living. Excuse me, that's a monster burp. I don't know if you guys all caught that, but you're living in the heat. And that, when I say that, I'm not asking like. Is this ever going to end? What I'm saying is, isn't that the question that is most frustrating right now? Because every day you're like trying to like get back to normal and get back to the mental psyche that has been normal in your entire life.
Mm-hmm.
It's just tough. It just beats you down some days.
Some days, yeah. And I try and get out of it. Try and go do something to break the monotony. And
but then you go do something and you're like, I've done this walk.
Right.
Now this is...
I got a bike.
You've been biking?
Bike was nice, yeah. Bike
you got
nice.
A bike.
I got a bike. And
you've been holding out on me?
Bike was a nice... No, I think
you've
I said it
You've had a
on.
Bike this whole time?
You've had two pairs of gloves this entire time? Yeah, we're in the Rockies. Yeah, I got a bike, and that was a nice switch up. And it's like...
Bikes are nice.
It's a nice switch up.
Bikes
sure.
are nice in this heat because it actually is... What you're doing, I don't know if you know this, but you're creating wind.
I didn't. You know what? I didn't know that. No, I did know that. And you're right. It is. It's not bad when
it's
you're
not bad
when you're
on
the move.
Hot.
What gets you is if you get stuck at a cross light.
Oh, a little Rojo.
And and then you got the car. Everybody in the car is kind of looking at you like, "Damn, this dude is sweating."
You know what I always think when I'm on a bike and I'm in a red, and I am perspiring.
Yes.
You ever got eyes on a dude in a motorcycle in the summer in Arizona? Yeah. And you're like, dude, there is an engine on your dick. And like, and you're wearing leather.
Yeah.
That actually, those guys are insane.
Yeah, I've never been a motorcycle guy per se. And
I
that's
had
one main
I had a
reason.
Motorcycle window in my life. Remember when I was
yeah,
telling you?
I remember. It was insane. You were like,
I'm getting a bike.
And we were like, what are you talking about? You just don't, you know, I don't know. Not to say it's a bad thing. You just don't seem like a guy who'd be... I can't see you on a motorcycle without it being for a
Harley,
comedy
big old
sketch.
Harley?
Yeah, that would make no sense. I could not take you seriously
if you were an Undertaker.
I'm riding in. I'll be in, I don't know, around 2, and I hear you pulling in all loud.
I got American Badass by Kid Rock playing.
Yeah, I could not take you seriously.
Oh, man.
What kind of bike were you into, though?
I was looking into like some I definitely considered my body type. I couldn't be getting a fucking Harley and leaning back on nothing.
What would you get like a
it
would
have been
what
like
are they called? The Suzuki's or Yamaha's or
it would have probably been like a starter, but I don't even know the terminology, so I'm gonna sound dumb, but like it would have been a very simple bike. Our buddy Alex Capello has a bike like the one that I would have gotten.
Oh.
It's like a simple starter bike.
Yeah.
I don't know, just work your way. You know what I'm talking about?
I know the look.
Because he's like about the same height as me.
Yeah. No, yeah. Still. No. I can't see you on a motorcycle. Can you see me on a motorcycle? I don't think I'm a motorcycle guy.
With the right glasses?
Yeah. Maybe.
But so a bike in the summer in Arizona.
It's crazy. These people are crazy.
Oof.
So that was a nice switch up. I got a guitar, electric guitar.
That stimmy check hit for you.
Yeah. I mean, it was like not doing anything. And I'd been playing more acoustic, more than I have in years, because I haven't played the guitar a lot just from working.
Do you feel way better at guitar?
I do now.
I think you sound better.
Sound better? I was playing this weekend. Yeah. It's Well, I've been practicing. I have nothing but time, so I've just been playing a lot.
Well, they say 10,000 hours.
Yeah, 100%. So I have.
You had
I've
a little Stevie Ray in you.
Oh, not Stevie, but
no, I'm kidding.
Going for a Jason Mraz.
No, are you? Kidding. No, I don't see that either.
No, I'm not. Going for a me vibe. I just want
to be
me, but it's been fun. I've never had an electric guitar, and then
never.
No,
it's not. Is it different? Are the strings different?
It's smaller. It's easier to grab. It's the neck is shorter. Not shorter. Same length, but much easier to grab. Much easier to play. Much easier to maybe hide mistakes a little bit.
Okay. I didn't know that.
It's electric, so like with the acoustic,
she's electric.
Yeah, she is electric. Can I be electric too?
Yeah. Got a family full of eccentrics.
But with the acoustics, it's a little less forgiving. So like you can, if you make a mistake or something, you're going to hear it and can mess up the whole rhythm of the thing. With the electric, a little more forgiving. Maybe the electric's the devil, the acoustic's the angel.
That's the dichotomy of a
kind of, yeah, because it's like all those little, well, think about an acoustic song. Those are normally, you know.
Very angelic.
Like, yeah, like it's like a nicer, softer side, and then
the
electric roars.
Yeah.
I get it, where you turn, they want to turn it up to 10. When you turn the thing up to 10 and play with it, you feel like, this is crazy.
Really?
It's fun.
Yeah, I couldn't, I played it in ninth grade for a semester with Dwayne Crow.
I know Dwayne.
And he was a big fan of you. From
Dwayne Crow hated me. I think he told me.
Didn't he threaten to rip your throat out?
He looked me right in the eyes and said, he looked at our whole class and said, I've never had a class this bad. He was like near, he was emotional, near tears. He was so.
There's something going on in the home life that we don't know.
Well,
about.
We were insane. I fell down in the choir concert. Someone got some money together. Like, we'll give you $50 if you fall down the risers when they call your name, and I did it. And he,
Dwayne Crow, was a choir and a music teacher at Sycamore High School in the early aughts.
That was funny. And the best part about it was he did know. First, I made it look really good. It did look like I really fell.
Okay.
But he knew.
I didn't get eyes on it. Dad saw it. I remember he was impressed.
Dad knew too. He knew that I did it on
That's
purpose.
That's why I'm thinking that maybe it wasn't that great.
They knew I didn't do it on purpose because I bounced up and went into a Shawn Michaels pose.
Right.
But the actual fall was right after
DX.
Yes.
Peak of DX. That actually, you know what's weird is Shawn Michaels might have been semi-retired at that point.
Right.
So, bringing that back. A lot of emotions.
That's fine. Yeah. No, I don't think Dad was there, actually. But the best part about it was someone who was there, Aaron Morris's father, was there.
That's right.
He called my dad and our dad and said it was pretty good. He told him the story, and then at the end he was like, it was fucking. It was pretty funny.
It was pretty funny.
But Dwayne Crow knew it was all fake.
DC,
but I just wouldn't deny it. I was like, absolutely not. I fell down the rise.
What did he threaten? Didn't he threaten to, like, do something to you?
He's very mad at me. I think he just told me he hated me or something like that.
Okay.
I don't know. I thought
that was a good threat. Like, I'll rip, like, a MacGruber.
I can't remember him saying that. But I was a dickhead. I feel bad about that.
Yeah. You weren't the most empathetic ninth grader.
No.
You ever think about that when you think about teachers having a bad day in your youth, that's the perspective of a student in their younger days, is like, you're just thinking, this guy's an asshole. You ever think about their home life could be really tough?
Oh, yeah.
And then they walk into 25, 14-year-olds.
No, I can't imagine being a teacher.
Oh, I always that's like one of the crazier perspectives as I age. I think as anybody ages, is the perspective of a teacher and thinking about they also have a life outside of this. And then on top of that, they might have been having a shitty day.
Maybe getting divorced or something.
Could be, 100%.
My wife
should be
cheating on me.
And
you come home and
you got to walk into 25 teenagers.
Hit me with a spitball? I'll fucking kill you. Did you just hit me with a spitball?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I would do spitballs. I was pretty good with a spitball. But remember when you had, had the spitball? But you got the bendy straw, so you'd be looking one way and just nails. And then you're like, how was it me, dude? I was looking this way.
You think I was, yeah. You're an idiot.
Because I have a bendy straw? Prove that. Prove that one in court, big guy.
Spitball. Wow.
Spitballs were wildly disrespectful.
Incredibly disrespectful. To be hit with one?
Right on the cheek.
On wow.
The front.
You should bring that back.
Spitballs? You think they're doing them still? I don't think they are as much as
well,
we
now
were.
It's just a phrase, a turn of phrase. I'm spitballing here. Can you imagine if someone was actually spitballing and then hit you in the face? Like I said, I was spitballing.
Oh, man.
I did not see that coming.
But, and now the perspective on teachers is wildly different because we're all teaching, well, we obviously don't have children, but people are teaching their youth.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I'm a single guy. I can't imagine, and those are my not stresses, but anxieties. Well, we're all going through this together in whatever way we are, but I can't imagine going through it. Like, I got some friends who are, virtually teaching and got to entertain a five-year-old all day long. That sounds like a lot.
The family life right now?
Yeah, that would be wild.
Biggest stress right now is, what's the roommate doing today?
Yeah, and it's not even a stress. Well, that's actually a great thing about living with who I live with is it's not. There's no ever a conversation of like, did you sleep okay? Or you're not.
No.
Like, it's
Roommate's biggest, your biggest concern with your roommate, as we both know, is he watching this Larry Bird documentary again?
Again, yeah. I don't know how many times
we
watched it. Are we going to watch it? And he's like, this is the best game. Like, we've all seen these Larry Bird highlights.
Also, you said that about the 87 finals. because your roommate's a Boston guy.
Big Boston
guy. My roommate's big Instagram and YouTube influencer, which is insane. And that's been a funny thing to live with, just waking up and one day he's just in a completely different costume and you're like, what's good, dude?
Yeah, screaming from the living room.
Yeah. But
gotta be entertaining at least. That's
no, it's nice. We switch up the energy. There's a lot of things going on there. That's actually been nice because being a creative right now has like been a tough thing to just be influenced by anything because I think specifically with me and my style, as you know, I think we're people person energy people where I actually wouldn't – I'm not really able to create from zero momentum.
Yeah.
I need things going on to be able to like – think of something or, I don't know, have an experience to
be in the
to
action. I need some experience. I need something to bounce off of. Like,
where, but
look
there,
at this.
There are people that can sit in a blank room and like
yeah.
just rattle off jokes. Like
yeah.
Even like a Mitch Hedberg was obviously one of the greats that could just write joke. That's just not my style. So it's kind of been frustrating, but I don't know. It's been tough, but some comedy is coming back. Arizona's kind of opening up.
Yeah.
So I know we have some clubs opening up, and then you're living here, and you've been driving by. Some restaurants are opening. Like, it feels like life is kind of getting back.
Yeah,
is that an energy you're catching?
I'm not really going out too much. I mean, I'm not really out in it. I'll go pick up some food or whatever. But yeah, yes, and it still feels weird though. So I feel like a lot of the people that are going out are like maybe a little younger.
Weird, because you North Tempe is we're literally. Where we're at right now, like a mile and a half from Tumps, from Arizona State's
right
HQ,
campus.
As I like to call it.
Yeah.
And go Devils.
Yes.
You know,
100%.
I'm pumped for the upcoming.
What are you getting at?
I guess I'm really talking about Herm Edwards. But no, but you're right next to the youth that literally doesn't give a shit about.
Yeah, we live at like the border of Scottsdale and Tempe, and it's like, it's a nice house, nice area, but yeah. This is more family. As you get a little closer,
yeah, this neighborhood.
More family area. But
we lived like a mile south of here when we were 22,
right, exactly.
23.
So
and we were
those are the people that are going.
We wouldn't have given a fuck about
Corona. No, absolutely not.
We would have been raging through this.
Yes.
If we were living in 7-Eleven Hancock, I can't even imagine my mentality towards us during that time.
Oh, invincible.
We would have parties every as many days as we could in a row.
Oh, Jesus. Probably,
that's
concerning. That's probably true. But so it's only been 2 weeks that it's really reopened. Feels a little different. Not too much. I'm not really going out. You know what I mean? It's mainly been like pick up some food and come back here. But I did bike through Old Town the other day. And people are out.
Like, yeah,
not as much as you normally would see, but there are definitely people out.
There's some clubs though.
Clurb. Clurb. Life. Dude. De Clurb. I can't imagine going to the club right now. But yeah, they were packed this
Clurbs
weekend.
Clurbs are popping. They're definitely going on.
Memorial Day weekend. Yeah, I saw Floyd Mayweather at International. Clurb. Dude, that's my spot. That's my jam, though. Like,
that's, yeah.
Great happy hour.
Always.
Nice chicken tenders.
Yeah, that is the one thing is we people are Clurbing, but we haven't hit Clurbs in
those people,
five
years. I wouldn't mind if those people maybe
passed
didn't exist
away.
Anymore.
Sure.
Yeah. Clurb life?
Yep.
The Clurb. it's a special life. Well, first of all, it's funny at our age. You would end up over there maybe once or twice, three, four times a year.
Clurb life? By accident.
It would happen. But
it was,
all of a sudden
it was almost always chasing the putty tat. You're always like this one. You'd link with this one girl at this one bar. And then she'd be like, well, we're doing this.
We're about to hit.
And you're in your mind,
Clurb.
You're like, can I? I caught a couple vibes. I sense Uncle Mo in the building. Can I Clurb it and close it?
How long are we going to be at the Clurb? Yeah, you want to go to Hi-Fi?
Clurbs are tough. Hi-Fi is actually, it's crazy. It's probably the most tolerable one. Mm. One of them.
Oh, God. Or what's what
Bottled
am I
was
what's
tough. Dakota was Dakota was our jam because they
Riot
used to play
House
Usher.
Was tough look.
Riot House I'd never stepped in.
Super tough look.
Never stepped foot in there.
I think I've stepped in. I think I went like during the what is it? The Waste Management Open. Ended
That's
up
insane.
There. Yeah. I had to get out of there.
Last thing
Irish goodbye.
Last like big exodus I had before all this was well, I guess a couple weeks later I did do Clurb right the last weekend in L.A.
I just love calling it the Clurb.
Last weekend in L.A. before everything shut down, Sammy O was in town.
Sammy!
And his homie that he was with was just Clurb mentality.
Yeah.
And he knew a couple guys that owned these
these
respective Clurbs.
I know a promoter.
And we were in that life for the whole night, and it was so eerie. There was literally like 30 people at an LA club that is like
the spot.
Popping.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like always popping.
That Clurb swerve.
But then in Vegas, I Clurbed at that Chainsmokers night. That was weird.
Yeah.
And then that's when you realize I'm in over my head.
Yeah.
I don't even
Not
know how to dress
thing.
For this anymore.
Yeah.
You know what was crazy? Is I thought I knew how to dress for it. I was like, oh, I'll wear this shirt and, you know, kind of look good, whatever.
You're wearing a Von Dutch shirt and a trucker hat.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on?
Looking like Chris Cornell, Audio Slave, RIP. And no, I thought I was like, all right, I'll do this. Step my game up. You make me step my game up.
Right.
And I don't know if you know Clurb swag now, but it is sweatshirts. It's like completely gone backwards.
Yeah, there's like 90s
you gotta look like
champion.
You got to look like you don't care. So much so that you care.
So weird. I care about how much I look like I don't care.
It's strange. Like sweatshirts and like, you know, maybe elevated sweatpants. Or
elevated
like
sweatpants?
Just like some good sweat. I don't know how you'd even. Well, they're still jeans, but
some
like
dad hats.
Dad hats for
dad
sure.
Hats.
Dad hats. I just introduced you to the idea of dad hats.
Yeah, I just didn't know that. I guess I don't know. I'm definitely sound old when I say that, but it was just a hat to me. I didn't know that there was a term for
which that's a hilarious thing
for the type.
You're a father.
It's a dad.
You're
thing
turning
to say,
into yeah. Just a hat to me.
Dad
man.
Energy.
Yeah.
Dress for the job you want.
Just a hat to me. That's a dad hat. Well, that's my hat.
That's just a hat to me. Now turn up that Seeger and put that thing down.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen to your mother.
But
Clurb, that's the thing. It's like it has opened up, but I haven't seen too much of a difference just because I'm not in the, not out there. But yeah, man, strange days, 100%.
It was the LA vibe before I left. You could tell people are like ready to go back.
Yeah.
I go to this park and I'll do some runs there and like kind of hang. Catch these rays.
Shirt off still?
Shirt off running.
Jesus.
At a park, a pretty well-populated park.
Good God.
But who do I know in L.A.?
Oh, I know. I get it.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And, I had some kids run away from me. But
you can't have my sandwich.
Yeah. It's gotten more. There's more people now.
Uh-huh.
And then just like, I don't know, driving around. there's just more cars, a little bit escalated, like, energy, just more and more people are out, which just leads me to believe that LA is just kind of ready to go.
Yeah, I think everybody's ready to get the hell out of the house. They're just tired of being stuck inside.
Yeah, it feels like we're inching closer to being officially back. But, and then you wonder what, you know, if it'll blow back. I feel like if it pops up, I don't think you can shut this country down again. I feel like
I don't think people would go for it again.
Yeah, I don't think we're down for it again. But we'll see. Either way, other than that, we've been escaping. I think the most important thing to do when you're in a house for a long time is escape the scenery. So that's why I'm out here in Arizona. I joined you because you hit me up and said you were in Sedona for Memorial.
Yes. Well, I went up there a few weeks back and just did some, like wanted to get out of the city type thing. Did some hiking up there. And it was so fucking nice to just, like, be in nature and get out of Phoenix. And so then we were talking, I was talking with roommate and like, we should see what's available more the weekend, because some of these Airbnbs were like really good priced or like lower than normal.
Yeah.
And found this sick spot for a really great price if we got everybody there, if we got about 8 people there. And booked it and then ended up, I think you were there. It was, that was one of the view wise, probably the coolest place I've ever stayed.
I'm just trying to think about, I've been in a couple good Airbnbs, but it's definitely probably one or two, the best Airbnb situation ever been in.
And it was funny, you surprised. So we got up there, and I come to find out that a few people were going to be leaving. We were there for Saturday night and Sunday night.
Right.
And a few people were going to be leaving on Sunday. They just couldn't stay. They had something to do in Phoenix.
Right.
So I hit you up, like, some peeps are leaving if you're trying to if you're trying to cruise through.
Right.
What's the vibe like?
Right.
And you're like, I'm coming. So then I told everybody there that...
I did. It was two... First of all, it was two on a Friday, I think it was. Saturday. And I did... I was like, I could just do this.
Yeah, what else?
I Googled it. That's why I remember I asked the address. I was like, is it? It's a firm 7.
Yeah, it's one thing. It's like 6.5.
But, I just was like, why not? Poor K, no.
Yes, exactly. And I didn't tell anybody you were coming, so that was a nice little surprise. Actually, I did tell our friend Adam Teasy.
Who was probably too high to know.
I'm like, he's going to be here around like midnight or so. He's like, well, I'm staying up till midnight. And he was fast asleep around 10:30.
Yeah.
It was awesome, dude. A great place to stay. Really good crew. Played some drinking games that I haven't played in forever. Just those throwback. We played Shoulders. Do you remember Shoulders?
I didn't. I remembered it once. It was like presented to me again. We used basically to play that. That used to get going.
Well, it got going. Well, when
it's a hard game.
It got
game
to a point where we got so good at it back in the day.
Yeah.
That we would. That you try and. That you really would. Try and switch directions. Try and mess up your the other guy.
It's like muscle memory.
Yeah.
Because what did you have to get to 21?
You have to get to 21, but you can't say the number, and it's a directional game.
So don't you have to say 11 though?
You have to say, I think you have to say only 21. You can't say that anything until 21. Then everybody says 21.
That's right.
So it's a directional game. So it's either you tap your left shoulder, right shoulder to send it left or right. And then at 5, 10, 15, and 20, you point the direction where you want it to go. And at 7 and 11, you stack your hand, like arms like so.
It's a stack and jack.
It's a stack and jack.
Stack and jack.
Thanks for the F-shack. So the top hand is the direction to go on 7 and bottom on 11. And it's especially fun when you're drinking because one person is just not.
It's hard sober.
Yeah. So there's one person who you're kind of fingers crossed every time. You're almost trying to avoid that person.
Yeah.
And that was Adam Santoro.
Oh, really?
Big time. Just didn't get it.
He doesn't have quick reflexes like he used to.
No, but.
He guarded Randy Foy in high school.
Wow.
Yeah, he dunked on him.
Damn.
Not Adam. Randy Foy dunked on him. Yeah.
That guy dunked on me.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was fun. What was the other game we played? That was like child. Well, we were trying to do Thumpers.
Oh yeah,
is that what it was called?
We definitely played Thumpers.
What's the name of the game?
Thumpers. Why do we play it? To get fucked. fucked up.
And then everybody has a symbol or whatever, representation, of who they are as a person. Right. That I remember playing that game in high school a lot. Before I came to Sedona, so a couple days before that, I had done a similar thing that we did in Sedona with my roommate, and we went to Palm Springs.
Nice.
And just had a nice pad on a little lake thing. It was in, technically not Palm Springs, it was Indio, but same like
Coachella
area. We were literally on the exit. If you would turn right off the exit, you could go to where Coachella is, and then if you turn left, there's like a bunch of neighborhoods. So you can only imagine the type of drugs that have been done in the home that we were staying in.
I'm sure.
That was a vibe. And what we've been doing, this is something that I've done a couple times throughout this Corona lockdown, is played beer pong. Remember beer pong?
Of course.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That, like, I haven't played beer pong in like, I don't know, probably 7-8 years.
Oh, yeah. And how were you? Did you hold up?
No, streaky. I was pretty much the same shooter that I remember I was. I'll go on a streak and just hold it down for a game.
And then cold streak as
and
well.
And then the next game, it's like, dude, you got to probably hit 10 of these cups.
All of them.
If we want to win, you're going to need you to hit these 10 cups. So, streak McGee, but man, when I was on, I was on.
Which
it
feels good.
Nice.
And I'm a similar player to you. I get streaky. My cold streaks go longer than I'd like.
Sure.
When I do get high, I will miss 13, hit 2 in a row, and start talking shit.
Sure.
I will, once I get the confidence rolling, it's now, and the person's looking at you like, you just missed literally 15 shots. I'll talk shit to my teammate. Yeah, exactly. So are we going to be here now, or are you living the past? Right now, I've hit 2 in a row. About to hit 3, and then I miss. And
the shit talker is always great. I was used to sneak bounces back in the day. I wasn't doing that too much, but it was
sneak bounce. You were a sneak bounce piece of shit.
Yeah. Right when, honestly, I tried to do it right under your nose.
Well, you're constantly talking in almost any situation, so it gets to your distract. Your, I know it's part of your game, part of your strategy.
Oh yeah.
You're just talking, talking, talking.
Right.
Yeah. I knew, and I would always tell my partner, like, listen, don't.
Watch this.
I know he's smiling and charming. Don't trust this guy
dude
at all.
Bounce on you. Yes. Right now. So that was fun, though. Beer pong was like a blast from the past. It was nice to do that.
Yeah.
It's a great game.
It is. Very fun game.
It's aged well.
I haven't played it forever.
It was funny trying to figure out who these. So some of these guys were younger that I was hanging out with, and they had different rules. There was some different stuff going on. Remember Island? I don't remember Island. If there's a solo cup by itself, you could claim Island. And then if you hit that cup,
it's game over.
They take two. Now they take two, so you get 3. And then, remember, we used to play Death Cup.
Oh, yeah.
So if you hit that same cup, you had to pull the cup. And if you hit that same cup, that is a game ender, which was some of the most demoralizing shit.
Especially if it's like if you're in a tournament and Death Cup's involved. And some teams like to play Death Cup strategy. Just throw and have
them
throw
right
behind.
Oh, they'd be like, hey, I'm throwing to this cup. You throw that cup.
Right away.
And then I knew those teams.
Those teams are scumbags.
Those teams were tough outs. And so they were much more civilized than that.
You played re-rack?
Then you realize, we played two re-racks, which is a hilarious, also another knock. Like, oh, I didn't know I was playing with amateurs. You need 2 re-racks here? Play one re-rack.
One re-rack is easy, or no re-rack.
One re-rack, but if you're struggling, and you're sitting on 6, and the formation's not ideal, and you got to re-rack to 6, then you're back in it. Then you know it's tough. So a lot of strategy you forget about, and then
kind of makes me want to play. I haven't played in forever.
Yeah, it's a classic game.
Yeah.
So that was nice. Been playing that recently. It's funny. This Corona's regressed us all to high school.
Yeah, high school, college.
It feels like summer vacation.
Yes.
We played in Sedona. What was that game called? Code Words. Code Names.
Code Names. That got intense.
I'd never heard of that game.
I'd like to play it again. That was fun.
The person that was describing that game to us was very flawed and wasn't a teacher. Didn't have a background in teaching. And so at the beginning, I remember thinking, like, this game sucks.
It not even sucks. It's not. It's like,
I was like,
we're not even going to understand how it goes. It's like some rules aren't going to be explained. This is going to be really frustrating.
Once we got going, that game, it's a hard vouch. I give that game a hard vouch.
Big time. It's like hockey. Once you understand a few rules or go through it, you know what I mean, watch a game, and then really once you get behind the clues, once you get on the other side of it and you're looking at the board from the whatever the
Well, that's a game where it's pretty much almost like Battleship where you got – there's 25 words out there, 5x5 grid, 25 different words, and then the individual you go teams. You split up into two teams, and then one person from each team will be the captain, and that person has to then use one word – a one-word clue to describe the words – that are assigned to their team.
Right.
And each
you pull a card and it gives you the grid, what your colors are or whatever.
So it's almost a little like Battleship where the individual knows what words are their words and then your other teammates don't know the words that you're supposed to be assigned to you and you have to give them clues to select the right words. That was tough.
Yeah. It was fun, though.
It was a hard game, well fought, and...
I wish you get that. You should order that on Amazon.
Yeah, I would tell anybody out there, hard vouch.
I'd play that tonight.
And then the other game we played was anytime I played the theme song from Home Depot, we ripped a shot.
That is true. That got out of hand. Because all of a sudden it just felt like that song was playing all night.
We killed between four of us a handle of Jack Daniels and then a regular
not the whole bottle.
I would say most of that other bottle.
It was a lot of Jack Daniels, which is like something I really would never shoot anyways, but it was like all we had.
Ripping shots.
Yes, which is funny.
Out of a glass goblet, a mini glass goblet. Yeah. So not even really. Some of those were doubles.
Oh, yeah, probably most.
A little Serena and Venus action.
I had too much to drink, but I woke up and I was like, I'll tell my end of the story.
The night that we drank all this Jack Daniels,
You guys went to, we were out, first of all, the stars up there were awesome. We had this great lawn patio area, and we all went out there.
Well, Sedona's insane.
Sedona is probably one of my favorite places in the world.
If you've never been to Sedona, you can't even describe how beautiful Sedona is.
Right.
You're just like, just go to Sedona.
And then you see it, and especially where we stayed, that view was wild. And sunset both nights
just
were
just south
like,
of downtown.
This is insane.
Crazy.
So I, obviously, we'd all drank a lot. I stayed up a little bit later than almost everybody, and I was watching, like, Tiger Woods, the golf match, and outside was crazy windy. I remember it was nuts. I was like, I got to go to bed. Went to bed, woke up, and I wasn't wearing underwear. When I woke up and I was like, why am I not wearing underwear? What the hell happened? And then so whatever, I go brush my teeth. About 30 minutes later, I come back in to start packing up. And you're like, do you remember going to the bathroom last night or waking up, sleepwalking or anything? And I'm like, no, what do you mean?
Yeah, because I saw it. So my perspective of the story.
We slept in the same room.
Is we
not same bed. Two different beds.
We shared the same room. And two different. It was nice, like two big queen size beds.
Oh, yeah. Great.
And then the patio, you'd walk to the one of the doors went outside and you saw the whole fucking
Red
Rocks.
Yeah.
It was crazy. So one of the angles you could look out and see such beauty, and then I had gone to sleep. I'd been trying to sleep.
This was the second night. I don't think I slept in that room the first night.
No, the first night there was somebody else sleeping in there.
Yeah.
And I couldn't sleep all that well because it was super windy. And it was so windy that I actually thought like a bunch of stuff was getting blown all over in the patio, which was happening. And so I woke up and I looked out. And then I tried to lay back down and I couldn't sleep. And I heard you rustling over there. And I guess what you did was you woke up and I just heard you going to the bathroom. And you were kind of walking around the room, and I think you looked out the patio and tried to see what the wind was situation was. And I don't know, I was just at a point where I wasn't trying to look up and have a conversation at that point. You're just moving around. You know, sometimes the other person in the room's moving around. You're like, all right, what's he doing? And you proceeded to go back to sleep. And it was a good thing that I didn't wake up and look look at you, because when I did come to, and it was a couple hours later, I had this beautiful vision of the Sedona Red Rocks, and the sun was rising, and the sun was so bright that I actually turned to the other side of the room, which was towards your bed, and what I saw was a 35-year-old man's butthole. And you had...
Jesus Christ.
You went ahead and took your skivvies off, and God. You were laying, and your covers were, it was a little hot in that room, and you'd let it breathe, you'd let yourself breathe a little bit, and so you had your covers tucked up, exposed enough where your whole ass was out, and I was like, Jesus, and
I'm so sorry.
Oh my God, and so. I saw the whole sit, and you had your shirt on, and I was looking at you, and I'm just like, why is this dude? So what that means is when you did wake up and you went to the bathroom at like 3-4 in the morning, whatever that was, you decided to take your underwear off.
Either before or after. Either I got out of bed and just underwear off.
Did you? Yeah.
Or I used the restroom and then came out and just took my underwear off before I got back into
underwear
bed.
Is going off. And then you kept your shirt on, though.
Winnie the Pooh style.
And insane stuff. And so, yeah, I had to ask you in the morning. Do you remember...
And I did not. I don't remember a second of that. Like, I really don't. And I want to apologize to you from the bottom of my heart. That is not something any man should, any person in their right mind would ever want to wake up to.
Yeah.
So I apologize. That's very funny.
I was living a nightmare.
I could not stop laughing when you told me that in the morning.
Yeah, that's something seared in my brain.
Because I remember, I just remember thinking, when I woke up, I was feeling just as weird about, like, why the fuck do I not have underwear on? Like, what the hell is going on?
What happened?
Yeah, and then I'd like, but I didn't think anybody would know. I just thought, like, because I was facing, when I woke up, facing the wall. Like, my butt was facing the wall.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, whatever, that's weird, but no one's going to know. And then to find out, someone definitely knew that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not wearing underwear.
Exposed, dude.
That is so funny, though. I mean, you probably didn't need coffee.
You were, yeah.
Wide awake.
Bottomless mimosa. No, yeah, I was ready to go. That was the only monster. That was the monster that I needed to energize me. I woke up to a white monster.
I'm so sorry, man.
That was tough, and you know that's what happens when you drink that much Jack, I think.
Yeah, I don't ever want to do that again.
Well, you used to do that. We used to get blackout drunk.
Back when
you had just moved into the house in Tempe, I remember you used to get blackout, and you'd go to the bathroom, and right next to the toilet, your like several pieces of clothing and shoes would be not only folded neatly, but like aligned, like a military situation.
I don't know.
Next to the toilet.
I black out and just take my clothes. I don't know.
Which is nuts.
That's a wild move.
It is a wild move.
Yeah, but I don't remember. I remember that specifically where you're like, why are your clothes folded like in the bathroom on the floor?
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, well, go look in the bathroom. And yeah, I had folded and put like my shoes on top of the.
Yeah, it was like
very strange blackout behavior.
Jaeger.
Yeah.
That's why you don't do that. Jaegermeister.
You can't drink that much.
I think that's, nobody should drink that much.
No.
As much Jaeger as we used to drink.
No. I'll never forget when the Jaeger machine, we were like, what, 22 or 23?
22,
we won that. But it was not a prize to be won for anybody. I remember we woke up one Sunday morning and whoever had it at the house had thrown it away, had thrown it into the alley and broken it. And
had it for about a year or like 6 months or something.
Yeah. But
and we won it for free from the Vietnamese gentleman at the Star Liquor.
The liquor Fong. Store, yeah. And I just remember all of us being like, you know what, thank God that you threw that thing.
Yeah,
in the
thank
alley.
You for doing what none of us had the bravery to do.
Yeah, because it had to stop.
Fong was crazy, dude. You'd roll into that Star Liquor, and he would just be like, "Oh, you know, all fish sons, all got sons."
That was
he loved the sons.
Sons were good that back then.
Oh, you know, I'll go down. I see Steve Nash. I sit in this seat. You know, I turn around. I see Mike Tyson. I see Mike Tyson right there.
He would say the same thing every time.
He was so excited. He loved the Suns. First of all, the Suns were so good back then. Everybody loved the Suns.
Oh, yeah. They were so good.
Fong was a good man. I wonder how Fong's doing. He might have passed
away. I want to say rest in peace.
He was older.
I've been back in there.
He passed away?
Well, if he didn't pass away, it's his son is running it, or he's not in the store. And I don't really feel like asking because I think that might be the case. He was older.
Well, Asian men can live till 120 from all the research I've done.
Man, he would want to be in the store.
Yeah, I don't know.
Away from that. But I don't know.
Good man.
He was a good man. Those are good memories.
And it was a raffle that was always going, and we thought it'd be funny to win it one time. And we went there so often that we would always just buy a raffle ticket.
Yeah.
And we won.
We got a phone call like, "You guys won the Jaeger machine."
That was one of the worst things that happened to us. Because I'll tell you what, I don't remember that pocket of life.
No. No.
And I think I was still going to school.
Yeah. That was wild. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's been nice to switch up the scenery a little bit. And
it was good to get up there.
Sedona was good. And then down here has been good, just being Phoenix for a couple.
I've been cooking a ton, getting good, getting better guitar and better at cooking.
You used to cook a mean half chicken.
Yes, I did work in the kitchen for some time.
At a Silver Spring House.
Oh, yeah.
BCJ.
My picture's still on the wall.
Is it?
O'Connor, Achani, and Levy, yeah.
Have you been in there?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Have you seen what they did to the patio? It's real nice.
Oh, yeah, I was there last summer.
Great, yeah. Shout out to the Silver Spring House 100% in Cincinnati.
Chicken joint. What's up, BCJ?
I love a spot like that. I don't think you see that a lot in out west. I don't know. I guess that's probably unfair, but like that is a good little local chicken joint.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what the vibe is. That's such a Midwest Buffett vibe.
They're trying to be a tropical feeling. It's all.
But they're
outdoor.
Not trying too hard though.
No, but everybody loves that place.
Yeah.
One of the best neighborhood spots I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's like a good neighborhood restaurant.
Yeah.
Where if you lived in that area, you actually didn't want to tell a lot of people. Because like you didn't want people coming from across town to be there.
Right. It's like Cheers, man. Everybody knew. If you went in there and you lived in that area, you were going to see somebody you knew.
Kent Merker?
Yeah. God.
A lot of Reds players used to roll in there.
A watering hole for many
for many relief pitchers. Yeah. Oh, those are always the best. When you're looking at a dude and you're like, dude, you got a game tomorrow. Yeah. What are you doing
you
here?
Well, Kent Merker specifically pissed, went outside and pissed in the front of the restaurant. And we had to go out there, like, dude, you can't, what are you doing?
Yeah. Maybe this is why you gave up six earned the other day.
Yesterday. And then he came back in, just no, same thing as me. No recollection. Sleepwalking.
The no recollection blackout came in smiling, and
we got to talk about it. You cannot pee in front of the restaurant and while the restaurant is open, please.
How about blacking out at your local watering hole and not remembering so much so where the bartender the next day is like, are you good?
Yeah.
Is everything all right at home?
I cannot
believe you were
you
a monster last night. Yeah, you drove last night.
Those were some crazy days.
You also didn't pay your tab.
And you bought shots for the whole bar.
It was $192. And
Sorry about that. That won't happen again.
Miss the good old days. It'll be nice to get back to the watering hole and just get blackout drunk.
I don't know about that. It's a balance thing. I don't really want to get blackout at all.
I want to get blackout drunk.
All right. That's you.
No, I just want to do... I just miss doing... the comedy stuff and just hanging with people.
Yeah, I miss that the most. That was what was fun about this weekend was like good group of people and just like
geekable weekend.
Yes, very funny.
Heavy laughter.
Yes, lots of huge laughs and just like people. Yeah, even if you can't like, hug or whatever, any of that stuff. But
yeah,
which is awkward. The goodbyes are a little weird now.
So
where you're like
knuckle it up.
See ya. Yeah. But yeah, I miss that too, man. I miss interaction with people.
Yeah, it'll be good to be back, but we're winding down May. June's coming. They're saying things about baseball and basketball.
That'd be
nice.
It's
funny that sports are kind of the barometer, but sports is what ended this. This all ended with
the beginning of
yeah. It was like sports coming back will be a big, big level of normalcy. whatever normalcy will be.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have it back.
But until then, we're going to just keep watching live concerts of Oasis and on YouTube.
And it is fun. You can, even not Oasis, but there's definitely, if you like music,
some good live
there's
concerts.
Some really good options for bands are putting out like their favorite concerts that they have or fan favorites.
Yeah.
And if you like watching live music, that's a good content option.
Yeah, it's been good. It'll be good to be back though. But either way,
big vibes.
Good checking in with everybody.
Good to see you, brother.
Yeah, good to see you too. We'll be back back on a more normal schedule, I think, as life gets back to normal. But I hope everybody out there's staying safe.
Stay safe. Love your neighbor, but from a distance.
Remember to like and subscribe. this has been brought to you by Home Depot.
The Brothers Turner.
The Brethren. Are you a doer? Be a doer.
Be a doer.
But yeah, hopefully everybody's staying safe out there, and we love y'all.
We'll talk to you soon. What's the vibe like?
Peace up.
A-Town down.
Holla.